This is part two of the lesson on the crucifixion of Christ. When we left yesterday's lesson, the people had mockingly said, "He believed in God? Let God come down and deliver him, if he'll have him. He said he was the Son of God." But the priests and the Pharisees and the Sanhedrins were not the only ones that were mocking him. You remember, he was crucified with two other criminals. Isaiah prophesied about this in chapter 53 and verse 12. He said he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. One of the two criminals that he was crucified with railed on him, saying, "If you be the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other one rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, seeing that you are in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we have received the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus said unto him, "Verily I say unto you, today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Oh, what a Savior! What a great Savior we have today! Jesus does not reluctantly forgive us of our sins. He is eager. He is eager to forgive our sins. He's just waiting patiently for us to turn to him and ask forgiveness that he may forgive us. Because the crucifixion was the most excruciating of all torments, it was customary to offer the condemned a drink to deaden the pain. Maybe the women of Jerusalem had brought such a portion with them. In any case, the soldiers offered him a mixture of wine and myrrh, which he refused to drink. When they brought it to his lips, Jesus knew that this was a sedative, so he refused to drink. Though his body, almost exhausted, cried out for water, he would not drink that which would dull his role as a mediator. He refused the mirth which would deaden the reasoning of his coming. Our Lord has used many pulpits during his public life, such as Peter's boat, the mountain tops, the streets of Tyre and Sidon, the temple, the country road near a cemetery, a banquet hall. But all of these fade into insignificance when compared to the pulpit which he mounted now, the pulpit of the cross. He surveyed the audience. He could catch a glimpse of those who were straining their eyes to see him. At the edge of the crowd were the timid followers, ready to flee in case of danger. He saw the executioners getting their dice ready to roll for his garment. Close to the cross was the only apostle present, John. Mary Magdalene was there, and like a broken flower, a wounded thing. But foremost among all was his own mother Mary. These were three types of souls forever to be found beneath the cross of Christ: innocence, repentance, and priesthood. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.